There was a real sense of optimism as Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Islamabad, along with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Just hours earlier, the Iranian delegation had also arrived in the capital city, led by the Speaker of Parliament, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. It was hosted by the Pakistanis, who helped broker the ceasefire so the talks could happen, the first high-level face-to-face meetings between top American and Iranian political leaders since the 1979 revolution. And after 21 hours of marathon talks, including multiple calls to President Trump, Vice President Vance emerged at 6 a.m. local time.
We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could, and they have chosen not to accept our terms.
According to Vance, the key sticking point was Iran's refusal to agree to never develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei said the U.S. made, quote, excessive demands, but downplayed the apparent breakdown. One should not have expected that we could reach an agreement in a single session, he said. And while that may not have been the Iranian delegation's expectation to end the punishing six-week war, the U.S. delegation left the talks more definitively.
We leave here with a very simple proposal, a method of understanding that is our final and best offer. We'll see if the Iranians accept it.
Throwing into question whether the shaky ceasefire would hold, if further talks would be held, and whether U.S. forces would return to direct combat.